DW.
It's an isolated moment of bliss for Cameroonian refugees in Nigeria. They've just received some basic goods like rice, soap, water, medication and clothing from an international NGO that caters to the needs of refugees and internally displaced persons in Africa. Among the people receiving the aid is one woman who asks to be called Jane. Jane, who is now 26, fled Cameroon nearly 4 years ago after taking part in a peaceful demonstration that nearly cost her her life.
Sometime in January, military people came to our area looking for those who marched. So somebody came to me and told me, leave this area now because I saw your name among those who participated in the march pass. So I left that village that same day.
She's part of Cameroon's English-speaking population and has been protesting against what they said were years of marginalization by the predominantly Francophone government. It took Jane 4 days, moving through thick forest, to get to Nigeria. She doesn't want to give her name out of fear of what could happen to her family back in Cameroon. She already lives in perpetual fear of what has become of her parents.
My mother's house was burned. My father's house was burned. From time to time, when I talk with my mother, she has been living in the forest for the past 1 year now.
Hers isn't an isolated story. Many of the 60,000 refugees living in Nigeria have similar stories of threats to their lives, their communities, and their escape to Nigeria.
Our village was actually attacked in Akwaya. The whole community was burnt down. My house was affected, and a lot of people were killed. Adults, young men, young boys. The worst is the people they burnt alive. I never thought a human being would actually do a thing like that to another human being. It was terrible to behold. I had to sleep 3 nights in the forest before I could get to Nigeria.
We couldn't bear it again because the arrests, the persecutions, the killings. So we had to look for a way to escape to Nigeria.
Back in Cameroon, the fighting continues to intensify. English speakers say they want to break away and form a new nation they call Ambazonia that will allow them to maintain their educational and legal systems and to manage their own affairs. The government continues its crackdown, with the country's president, Paul Biya, saying repeatedly that Cameroon will never lose a morsel of its territory. Uprooted from their homes by the separatist war that has claimed more than 4,000 lives, the refugees aren't finding life easy in their new home. From the lack of shelter and food to the near absence of jobs and opportunities, life is becoming more and more agonizing for them.
And so at least we really appreciate it.
One frequent visitor to refugee camps is Christopher Fomenyo, founder of the Fomenyo Foundation that delivered food, clothing and medication to the camp.
I listened to the personal stories of these refugees, broken families, and just to see what they're going through and how they're struggling to reorganize themselves to survive with a stipend that has now been reduced because COVID-19 has dampened the amounts of international donations to this cause. And just the number of children walking around in the camps, many of them 5 years or younger, which means they were born on the refugee camps or with parents as refugees. You see little girls, 13 years, 14, 15 years old, carrying little babies on the bags, and they say, this is my child.
But Jane isn't letting the challenges defeat her. She has been working as a nurse. She also writes short, inspirational stories, some of which capture the resilience of refugees. And she packages and sells food as well. With proceeds from her books and businesses, she has been able to cater to the needs of other refugees.
I can happily and joyfully say I have been able to take care of those who are going to school. And then I have some of them that are learning a trade. One is doing hairdressing. At the end of the day, when I put on a smile on their face, I discover I am laughing, not even smiling. And so it gives me great joy.
She says all she needs now is for peace to return to Cameroon's troubled regions so that the refugees can return to rebuild their broken lives. DW.